With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Maureen Rive. The Windsor Parade Corporation is calling on community groups and organizations to participate in the annual Canada Day Parade. This year's parade will return to downtown Windsor following a similar route as the Santa Claus Parade. Executive Director Maggie DeRoche says she loves the celebratory atmosphere of the Canada Day Parade.
It's big. It's such a wonderful community buzz about it. And it doesn't matter what your nationality is, what your religion is, it's Canada Day. It's celebrating this country that we all are fortunate to live in.
Anyone interested in hosting a float can apply on the Windsor Parade Corporation's website. Our neighbors in Michigan could be getting rid of daylight savings time. A bill was introduced last week that, if passed, would put the question to Michigan voters during the general election in November. This is not the first time Michigan has voted on this. Voters did away with daylight savings time in 1968, but changed their minds in 1972. LaSalle police are investigating a theft from a pharmacy on Malden Road. Around 6 p.m. Saturday, a man stole several perfumes and a package of paper towels from the store. The suspect took off and was last seen driving a newer model Cadillac SUV on Normandy Street. Anyone with information is asked to contact police. LaSalle hosts Chatham in Junior B playoff action. In the Junior C playoffs, Lakeshore heads to Wheatley. On the hardwood, the Express visit Kitchener-Waterloo and the Pistons face the Raptors. Clear this evening with a chance of showers overnight and a low of +5. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy. Showers beginning near noon with a risk of a thunderstorm in the afternoon and a high of 13. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.